Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the pat-downs ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Welcome to another episode of The Pat Down. I'm here at the wonderful club, Helium Comedy Club in Indianapolis. Y'all make sure y'all support this club. It's off the fucking chain. I'm sitting here with my good friend Chris. Say what it is.
What it is.
And I got my black friend Dion.
What up, y'all?
Yeah, we're going to have some fun today, y'all. I'm telling you, this episode is off the fucking chain. What, we talking about Canada?
Yeah, Canada. You hated it.
Yeah, I fucking hate it. They ain't got no good Hulu. They got fucking Christian Hulu and Christian Netflix. I want to see a nigga do a drive-by and stab somebody in the neck. So I don't like Canada fucking TV and fucking old Christian Hallmark shit. And we also talking about my baby daddy took me on a shopping spree, y'all, for $3.50 to Sunshine in Atlanta. And then took me to the graveyard and had sex with me. I thought I was doing it. We'll be right back.
You better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. This Pat spit the truth, spit the real facts. Nothing but the ugly classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. That's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talking about? It's real though. And cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste the time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this a taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it.
All right, we here at Helium Comedy Club. How you doing today, Dion?
I'm good, Miss Pat. How you? Oh
shit! How you doing, Chris?
Better than no shit.
Man, I just got back from Canada, and when I tell you, I like Canada, but it's gonna be a while before I go back to that motherfucker. Well, I'm going back in July, cause.
So 3 weeks.
3 weeks. Let me tell you. So I'm over there, right? I just want to say this to you guys, if y'all in Canada listen. Your fucking Hulu sucks. Your Hulu sucks. I mean, not the Hulu. They ain't got no goddamn Hulu. Your fucking Netflix sucks. It's so horrible that I'd rather come over here and watch Trump on CNN. The motherfucker, the fucking Netflix was so boring. It was nothing for a fucking white show. I don't want to see that motherfucking gospel shit. I want to see some killing and stabbing and drug dealing and shit. And goddamn Hulu didn't even have The Handmaid's Tale. I was like, oh, you got to get me the fuck up out of here. I want to see some bitches stand up for their pussies. And it was none of that. Fuck y'all laughing. They don't got The Handmaid's Tale over there. I was pissed off. So I'm trying to get a VIN number to tap into America. And I'm not that smart.
A VPN?
A VPN, yeah. I damn near went to the border just so I can get me an America sickness so I can watch my fucking Handmaid's Tale.
She's still trying to use the... Get a Wi-Fi signal for Buffalo.
She got a selfie stick holding across the border.
Come on, Buffalo.
Yeah, I was pissed the fuck out. You know how bored I was with no goddamn Handmaid's Tale. Tell that shit just came back. I had to wait till I get back. I said, I gotta get fuck out of here, Canada. Y'all gonna have to start booking me when The Handmaid's Tale ain't on. That shit is off the chain. Y'all ain't watch The Handmaid's Tale.
Getting booked where The Handmaid's Tale is that white privilege? I'm not sure.
That is fucking white privilege. That shit. That goddamn Handmaid. Y'all ain't seen The Handmaid's Tale?
No, I haven't.
It's about, okay, America ain't shit. It's like Mexico. And the real country is Canada. Canada's like America. So they want to stop all these women from doing shit. They kidnap, turn them into Handmaid's Tale. It's the weirdest shit ever. Because you're a handmaid, but the handmaids have the baby.
Right.
So the husband fucks the handmaid while the wife hold the handmaid's hand and be moaning like she getting the dick too. I'm what? Like, nigga, no. Oh, when I get through sticking razor blades off in my vagina, cutting that little dick up, oh my God, they were never. And then if you gay, they cut your clits off, right? And so they don't supposed to get, you know, want no more pussy or right. Whatever the fuck the click make you do. My click ain't never work. So my click need Wi-Fi. But
it come in handy in Canada with a VIN number.
My clit needs Wi-Fi.
What's the password?
12 years old.
Garrett wouldn't even ask.
You right, Garrett wouldn't ask. Fuck your password. I'm going to bed. So it was, man, I couldn't watch The Handmaid's Tale. I damn near lost my mind. If y'all don't do shit, go watch The fucking Handmaid's Tale. Well, and they about to rise up this year on the motherfucking watch. It's like the Republican Party trying to control the pussy. Just have, baby. Keep having, baby. Motherfucker, my uterus ain't for no having, baby. My shit for period and cramping too, you know? Fuck them goddamn children. Yeah, but it's a shit. It made me go, this is what the fucking Republican Party act like they want. Just a bitch to be in a long dress with fucking hats that you can't see on either side of you.
Look like horse blinders.
Yeah, look like horse blinders. Yeah.
You're sneaking up on you. Gotcha.
Yeah. Big old red dresses and shit. And you up there walking around waiting on this man. Oh, they got a date that they fuck you too.
So it's not every day you got.
No, it ain't not every day. It's just a day when you fucking ovulate. Nigga, when I get through putting that fucking sticky shit that come out your vagina when you ovulate, I throw that shit in the trash.
What?
I think them eggs. You be like, you better go fuck the trash and get your
some good eggs in here. What the hell are you throwing these eggs away for? That's why I put the pussy in the freezer.
Yeah, man. God. I know I sound crazy. I know you can't throw the eggs over there, but I would never. They'll never know I'm ovulating. I'll tell you that. They will never know my time clocking tick. I'm telling you, I will figure out, I will put weights in my vagina just to get my muscle strong. So when he put it in there, I fucking choke that dick out.
her pussy turns into an MMA fighter.
I think that would feel good. Yeah, I don't know.
Honestly,
about you.
I'm not going to lie.
Ooh, choke me some more. I'm about to come. I think it's supposed to.
Oh, fuck you, D.
I think he's right. I don't think it's supposed to be loose. Huh?
Not when I put your dick in the ficky four. Now let me see if you like the ficky four.
What?
Figure four.
Figure four.
What is that?
That's a wrestling move.
Oh,
the Ric Flair.
Okay.
Finisher.
Yeah. When you lay on the floor and I twist my leg around you and I bring you in the air like a seesaw.
All right, let's do this. Come on. Hold my microphone, Dion.
Oh,
I don't think either one of y'all get out of figure four, and I'm not strong enough to pick up both of them.
Yeah. Shit. I ain't got the energy to wrap one of my legs around here. Shit, he got some big-ass calves. That shit ain't going to work. We be passing gas like that. Trying to do, I gotta pass gas now. You know I ain't fucking about to do the figure four with. No, I'm trying to go home and take my bra off. I'm hot.
All right. So, how was Canada otherwise?
The shows was good. I just didn't like that motherfucking day handle. Man, that Hulu pissed me off. For now,
Hulu or Netflix?
Netflix sucked too. Oh my God, it was horrible. It was just Christian shit and boring shit. It wasn't no. I like drug dealing movies. I like drive bys and bitches stabbing people in the neck. I like that movie we went to go see. What that one we went to go see?
John Wick.
I like that kind of ass sticking a nigga in the forehead.
John Wick probably didn't even have like. Have you seen it?
No.
He never went to sleep. That's what got me. How you fight for 2 days like that? And never go
he
to sleep.
He passed out in the desert, but you asleep at that part.
Don't tell me. I always fall asleep in the movie.
She went to see Avengers 3 times. She only saw the first hour.
Would you get bored or what?
Man, I'm telling you, when I take me a little blanket. I don't know if I had a blanket that day. When I just kept taking a blanket, shit, I told my son, unsnap my bra. It's over with my bra. Come on. I woke up and shit, they were saving America. I was like, whoa, shit, I missed a lot. But I've been there 3 times. I've been there three times. So that's the only thing I don't like about.
We were on the phone. She goes, I've never been so glad to come back to Trump's America.
Never been so happy to be back in Trump America in my life. I actually felt like America when I crossed that fucking border. I was happy. And first thing I did was turn fucking Hulu on. And I watched it till we board that goddamn plane, because you know you can't download Hulu.
Oh, really? You can't even access it there.
You can't, no, you can't access America in the Hulu or Netflix. So I was really pissed off. So I had to watch all these Hallmark shows and shit. You know how horrible a Hallmark show is?
Yeah, those Hallmark, like those Christmas movies. Yeah.
Yeah, they be on there crying and horrible acting and, oh, God. I seen one about Christmas and somebody saved somebody knocked on the door. I don't know what the fuck it is. I'm like, white people, that's why y'all get killed. I always open your door for strangers and shit. You wonder why a nigga pop you across the head.
I'm Chris Spangler. I'll help you.
Mm. That happened again.
Yeah. I bet it did.
It happened again.
I caught myself this time. Somebody sent me another message and I went, nah, I'm not. I had the voice of Miss Pat in my head. Don't you answer that motherfucker back.
Like, kid, fuck you. It's like, you know, that, like, they got these scams going on where they call you and tell you your social security number is about to expire. You ain't heard that one. They call
dumb
me
enough to believe that.
Listen, so what I did was I wait till they answer the phone. They was like, ma'am, your social security number is about to expire, and they ask you all your personal information. I said, nigga, how stupid do you think I am, bitch? Fuck, boy. Then after I cussed him out, he started cussing me out. So I had the number. I called back. I said, I need your social security number, bitch, because I know you're illegal over there in India, you're eating rice. Your rice eating, bitch. I was cussing him out. And I called him back 75 times. And he said, stop calling. I said, now you know how I feel, right, motherfucker? You know how I feel, right, calling. He called me all kind of niggas and shit. I'm telling you, they call you until your social security number expired. And I called them motherfuckers back. And I said, you say my, I said, how stupid do you think a bitch is, nigga?
I did hear about that scam where they were getting people by saying, hey, you owe the IRS money, but in order to pay it back, you have to do it through Target gift cards.
Yeah.
And I was like, why would IRS want you to pay it back with fucking gift cards?
Well, they get the gift card number and they take all your money. So I told them, I had that too. I said, hi, sir. I said, first of all, nigga, I get a refund because I'm poor. They were back when I was real poor. I said, so how the fuck do I owe the IRS? I said, nigga, the IRS don't even know me. That's how much money I don't make. Fuck is wrong with you? I ain't even important to Trump. He so overlooked me at that time. Well, Trump wasn't even President Obama. I said, they don't even give a fuck. If I fall off the side of the earth, they'll still send me them $500 they owe me. Fuck are you talking about? I owe you. I don't owe you a motherfucking thing. What I owe you is this ass. Get your ass over here from India. I'm going to beat your ass when I catch you at the BP. I cuss them motherfuckers out. I call them back all the time. And that's what y'all need to start doing. You get that number and call them back and ask them for their information. Tell them that the IRS told you that they shit about to go bad. you do reverse scam on their ass. I do it all the fucking time. Don't be no pussy.
I never answer the phone when they call.
I love it. I love it. Them and then a creditor. The creditor tell you they owe you the money, right? And I said, well, ma'am, I will pay you. Just tell me who you is. Well, I got to read you this disclosure. I said, well, ma'am, I don't fuck with disclosures. So I'm not going to talk to you because I'm old and I don't want to hear that bullshit. I don't want to hear all that. I'm calling you to collect the debt. It's obvious you calling me to collect the debt. Motherfucker, you called me and I ain't call you. So I don't play that shit. I just cuss them out. So cuss them out. But it's fun. I come up with some of the funny shit when I'm cussing them out.
Hatred really inspires her.
Yeah. And I usually tell them they ask for me and I give my sister number who smoked crack. And
since she doesn't have enough in her life,
well, she ain't doing shit.
India's calling her.
Yeah, I say, hey, my social security number ain't fucked up, but I know my sister's social security number. You need to call her and tell her you got a part time job for this bitch because I'm tired of paying for her needs and shit. So I give my sister number.
Text me your sister's number so if I get another phone call, I can send them to her.
Don't send her no dick pics. She like them.
No, that's not what I said at all.
She
knows you.
She'll take your dick pics and put them on the wall of her fucking house. My sister's got the nastiest fucking house I ever seen. Man, I went on my sister's house one day. The roaches were begging to go with me. They was like, she's starving us. This bitch won't clean up her house. I was like, nigga, I ain't got nothing to do with this family reunion. Y'all handle that shit. Get the fuck off my shoulder, roach. She got the nasty. I've never seen a toilet that black. It almost looked like, I'm not exaggerating, y'all. It almost looked like a fuck where they send shit down through, you know, like through the waterworks.
Plumbing?
Yeah, it looked like the inside of a plumbing pipe.
Right.
It was so fucking nasty. Whoever owned that house when she moved out, they just threw everything away. The walls, the floor, everything. Let me tell you something. You know a house dirty when you see them little bitty brown roaches fly. Them niggas lazy. They don't never fly. I ain't talking about no cockroach. I'm talking about them little bitty house roaches that all the black people had. When you see them niggas fly, they fed the fuck up. They was flying in our house like flies. I said, these motherfuckers do not want to get stuck to this sticky ass flow. I'm like, can you mop the motherfucking flow so these roaches can stop goddamn running around here? We're going to take a break. Like I was saying, when you know it's bad when you see them little brown roaches, the one that be in your cereal and shit, when you see them fly.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, he had no idea.
No foreign concept.
You ain't never opened a box of cereal and the roaches just walk up out that motherfucker.
No, white boy Chris.
We had an exterminator.
They didn't live in poverty.
I hate privileged motherfuckers.
We had Lucky Charms, not that.
Nigga, we had.
Bottom shelf in the bag bullshit.
Yeah. We had cereal that said, fuck your luck.
Fuck your luck, Charms.
Oh, my senior boss said, I hope you die, bitch.
Down on your Lucky Charms.
We didn't have oh, down on your Lucky Charms. You hear this shit, America? These white people know a nigga will eat down on your Lucky Charms. And they wasn't doing a motherfucking thing about it while I'm over there eating my down on my Lucky Charms that these roaches done pissed on. Little fat Chris looking like Leave the Beaver eating Lucky motherfucking charm with the date ain't even expired on the box.
We can afford the ones with just the marshmallows.
Fuck that grain.
Right, I don't what eat grain? Any healthy shit.
The grain in the Lucky Charms.
Man, we got, my mama used to get a lot of, she's buy Frosted Flake, not Frosted Flake, I'm a goddamn lie, I wish. She's bought them Kellogg's corn flakes. Them motherfuckers, right. You got to put a pound of sugar on them.
Yeah.
And then you had that pile of milk that you had to mix up to make milk.
Don't look at me. I don't know what you're talking about.
I never had powdered milk. Is fucking.
I hate you, motherfucker.
Sorry. Oh, we were not that destitute.
I don't. I'm sure
destitute. You're destitute. Did you hear the word Dion just used?
He just called destitute. He just called you a destitute.
You were a destitute motherfucker.
What the fuck is a destitute?
Down on your Lucky Charms with powdered milk.
Oh fuck! I didn't care for the powdered milk, so I just put water on my motherfucking cereal.
I did that shit once. I didn't even get more than a spoonful. Chris, no. I said, I can't do it.
No.
I can't. I'm too bougie. I'll tell you all the secrets. Just don't make me eat this shit.
Man, that shit was delicious. I don't know the fuck you talking about. Water and cereal?
That shit is terrible.
You drank, then when you eat up all the cereal, you drank the sugar water? Nigga. Oh, I'm still destination, huh? But destitution. What the fuck are you calling me? Privileged black.
That shit will kill you.
According to these cornflakes I ate, that shit was going to kill me. Let you tell it. You privileged bastard. I need to go home and get my motherfucking bougie ass crack baby some cereal. Them motherfucking cheering so bougie. They so mother. I said, do y'all know where y'all came from? No. I bet you don't, motherfucker.
Right.
I bet you
so mad at their growth. It's hilarious.
Man, you know, sometimes I see kids who just have it all. I mean, when you have everything and then you end up with nothing, that pisses me the fuck
they
off.
They don't have. They have a regular life.
They have.
She's
normal.
Mad. She's mad they at have regular
food, a house. And sometimes a hug.
Y'all can't see her face, but she pissed the fuck off.
She's so mad.
I sure am. Cause I ain't a regular life with my motherfucking life.
Three. No, it was not.
Yes, it was.
$1.57 loaf of bread, and she's mad. Man, she had to buy
my mama would buy my shoes 3 years too big so I could have shoes in 3 years.
Oh my God.
Every year, she removed paper out the motherfucking toe. I remember one day I was running through the hallway. They was like, who are that Bigfoot bitch? And I said, bitch, my feet ain't that big. These shoes big. You get that shit right, nigga. My feet ain't that big. My feet won't be that big in 3 more years. My mama just bought these motherfucking tracks. Remember them tracks?
I know how you feel. That's how I felt about my tires. You was talking about a couple of
right. Fuck you. And then we was in heaven when Payless came out with the knockoff shoe, like the K-Swiss.
Right.
But the Pro Wings had the K-Swiss, but they had the extra stripe, the 5 stripes instead of 4. So you take a razor blade and scrape that motherfucking K Pro Wing off the back. And so nobody knew what kind of shoes you had on. They just looked like it.
Yeah, and the closest I ever came to poverty is my mom would buy Walmart shoes. Oh,
well, that,
it was terrible, Miss Pat.
fuck you. At least they was new. Half of my shit came from the Goodwill. My brother getting arrested. And then by the time they stripped that nigga naked, they done took all our school clothes off his back. Bro, he's come home with a bag full of clothes, about 25 outfits on. Who can wear this? Who can wear that?
Back to school shopping.
Finally, he stopped listening to my mama because she used to get him locked up. She used to write down everybody's size like them niggas were going shopping. He's like, look, mama, I ain't got time to be looking through this shit. I just got to grab shit. Went to them white folk neighborhood. They were throwing away Levi's and shit. Wasn't no holes in no shit. Shit, that back in the day, we didn't have no ironing board. So you would iron your pants and you spray all that starch on them, right? We didn't have no iron. You spray all the starch on them, just rub the shit out of them with a hot towel, right? And lay them up on the bed and you sleep on them. Them motherfuckers were crispy pressed in the morning. Oh, y'all didn't do that shit?
No.
Fuck y'all.
Call Quisha.
We had a Quisha. Fuck yeah, I want to know if Quisha ever did this.
They always want me to call Quisha because they don't fucking believe me.
The local hood expert, yeah. Quisha, on the phone.
No, I'm going to call my husband. He might have did that.
There's no way.
And then y'all remember putting all that shoe polish on your shoe? My brother had probably 20 bottles of shoe polish on one shoe. Well, because he like, you know, black people like clean shoe.
Right.
So, and then when the shoe polish get this fucking cracking, he'll take his fucking little butter knife and scrape all the polish off, and up under the polish be dirty ass shoe. But once you polish them, they look brand new. You don't remember that shit?
No.
Oh, fuck y'all. Yeah.
It's not that I don't believe you.
He said, it never happened to me.
It's just sad.
It ain't sad.
Nigga, that's some bullshit. It's sad. Yes, it is.
You don't know your poe till a nigga tell you poe, Deanna. I know,
and you explaining all these poe ass stories makes me feel so sorry for you.
Don't be feeling sorry for me, shit. We had shoe polish. We stole from the local store.
I know. You had to steal it.
Garrett. Do you remember back in the day when you ain't had no iron, you would take a hot towel and run over your fucking pan and then put starch on them, put them up on the mattress to iron them out?
I don't know nothing about no towel. I know you put them on the mattress.
To do what? To put a crease in them, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. I don't got a lot of y'all.
I know you're not lying. No, that's why it's so sad.
But you sprayed them bitches down with starch, and you laid on, like, everybody just lay on that one side to put that pressure on them pants. Them motherfuckers look like dry clean.
This shit don't even sound like it happens in America.
No.
Like, this sounds like...
Well, those are some fucking survival moves you need to motherfucking learn.
Yeah, no.
I watched something out with Dion one day, right? So I said, Dion, get on one end. I get on the other end, ring it out. He's like, what the fuck? Put in a towel and ring it out. He's like, what the fuck is this?
She had a shirt.
A shirt?
That she needed to dry. I was like, that is never going to be dry in time. She's like, the fuck it is. She dried, that shirt was dry as shit.
Yeah,
she twisted it like a Twizzler. That shit was all wound up.
Yeah, he was like, where you get this shit from? Nigga, me and my sister were Black and Decker. We was a washing machine and a...
She's the Whirlpool.
Wasn't a Whirlpool, man. It was just Black and Decker, okay? We used to get in that motherfucking tub with them clothes, with that fucking washboard, and we just step on the motherfucker. We was a spin cycle. I'm going to pull that wash pile out. She said, keep stepping, bitches. Y'all got to step for 15 minutes. And we just be in that motherfucker stepping. And then when we get out and we just move the water around, all the dirt come out, and then we take all the water out, and then we let the drain out the dirt, and we put it back in that. That was a rinse cycle. And then we get in there and step in that motherfucker again, and then we get in the motherfucker, and she go one way and I go the other one like a Tusa roll, and then we'll wring that shit out and throw it in the basket, go hang it on the line.
I bet that was the most fun you had all week when you did that too.
That was some hard ass work when you dealt with them sheets and shit.
Child slavery is what that was.
And we were so happy when she finally got her first washing machine, but her first washing machine was washed, but it didn't have no spin cycle, nigga. We was pissed off. We like, what you bring that old shit in here for?
How
she
did it work?
If you... street.
Oh, okay. It was broken.
It washed, but it didn't spin. So she let it wash, and we had to get it closed out, and we wring that motherfucker out because we were Black and Decker, and then we go hang it out. And then we would have to scoop the water out and then put fresh water in there.
I think what I've...
You had to scoop the water out of the washing machine.
I think what I've learned from you in talking about this stuff is that we hear it and we compare it to our childhood and we think, oh, that's really sad. But when you tell it, you're like, that was fun. I didn't know any better. Like, you know what I mean? You don't know that you're in it. You talked about the chimney thing, going down the chimney to clear out the... And you're like, that was so much fun. I was so mad my brother got to do it. Like, you don't... That's what I've been impressed by, is that you didn't think that you were in it. Like, to you, you were just living and having a good time.
Life.
Yeah.
It was just life. Like, when I first got here in Indianapolis, everybody was, when I would tell these stories, and people like, do you know where you came from? I'm like, motherfucker, do you know where you came from?
Right.
Fuck is you? It was when you, when kids are in situations like that, they don't know their bad situation. They just know it's fucking life.
Right.
You know, we washing clothes in the fucking, you know, washing in the fucking tub. I thought everybody did that.
Right.
I started to realize my life was a little different when the girl across the street from me, I don't know if I ever told this story on the podcast. I hope I haven't. But Michael Jackson was real popular. I ever told y'all this story? Okay. He was real popular. She was, her grandmama. She had a grandmama, good grandmama. I hated that bitch. But her grandma bought her the beaded jacket, the gloves, and she had the Jerry curl, and she even took her to see fucking Michael Jackson. And then, yeah. So she would come over in the summertime and play with her. Oh, my grandmother's going to take me to see Michael Jackson. She's like, do you like Michael Jackson? I was like, don't I like no ugly ass Michael Jackson. I like Smokey Robinson.
Yeah.
No, Lionel Richie.
Okay.
I was in love with Lionel Richie. And she was like, who is Lionel Richie? I was like, oh my God, he cute. So my brother had the album. Now she's like, that man, oh, fuck you, bitch, he cute.
That's where the love affair for older men came from.
Lionel Richie.
He used to say, hello, is it me you looking for? I wonder in your eyes, and I wonder where you been. My brother used to play that song all the fucking time. And so... And I used to be like, hello, is it me you looking for? It's, I don't fucking know.
That's all everybody knows about that song is,
hello. I used to love that goddamn hello. Oh my God, I love that hello. That was my shit right there.
So the Michael Jackson girl pissed you off.
Yeah, so what did the Michael Jackson girl do that...
Because she loved Michael Jackson, and, you know, she had on all the beady shit. I'm like, go on, that little boy looked like something wrong with him.
Oh, and so you were like, oh, well, maybe I... don't have things that other people might have.
Well, yeah, because she had a grandmama who spoiled the shit out of her. And, you know, she's always bring out nice dolls. You know, nigga, we got that doll at the infant soccer fund. That motherfucker sometimes didn't have no head. Right. And he gave a nigga the body and told us, look over there in that bin and see if you see a head that'll fit on that doll.
What?
Sound like Sid's house from Toy Story.
We used to go get the free toys. I told you this story. You grew up
on the Island of Misfit Toys.
It's a broken Jack in the Box.
Yeah, we used to go get the free toys and shit. And I think we did on another podcast, but we used to go get the free toys and we had to dig over the thing. You know, they gave every child two items for Christmas.
Okay.
And we would get the free toys. And it should be tore up already and shit.
You know, a local church?
No, it was really the government. It used to be called the Infant Stocking Fund. That's the Salvation Army.
Okay.
But back in the day, it was an empty stocking fund.
Okay.
Because they knew all stocking was empty.
Right.
And so you would go to the Infant Stocking Fund with your kids on a black bag.
They were clean and dry, though.
Right. You go to the Goodwill. I mean, you go down there, and every child from the family got two items.
Okay.
And a book bag. I'll never forget, we show up here with a fucking book bag.
The Coke book bag?
Coca-Cola book bag.
I love this story. Go ahead.
Oh, my God. Nigga, I was so happy to have a new book bag. I was like, oh, I'm gonna kill these bitches. Wasn't one kill these bitches back then. But I had never really had a book bag. Nigga, I walked in that classroom, everybody had that Coca-Cola. I said, everybody poo. I threw that motherfucker in my free locker. I was so goddamn mad.
So what, Coca-Cola in Atlanta?
Coca-Cola was smart. They took poor people like me and they said, we're gonna use these motherfuckers for walking billboards and fucking, we gonna advertise. So they gave book bags to all the poor kids. But I didn't know all the poor kids got it. I thought I was the only one.
Right.
I walk in the motherfucking door, everybody got a Coca-Cola gym bag. I said, everybody pull. Oh man, I turned around and threw that shit in the closet in my fucking locker.
She been a Pepsi fan ever since.
Right.
I was so goddamn mad at Coca-Cola, I thought they liked me. Never again. So from now on, when I come back after Christmas, I will peek in the door and see if everybody else had what I had. Yeah, that shit pissed me off. I couldn't even tote that Coca-Cola bag. I drug the hole in that motherfucker back to the house. I was so hurt. Coca-Cola let me down.
That's so sad.
She thought she was going to be killing them hoes.
I just can't believe a multinational corporation would let people down.
Yeah, they gave every poor kid in the hood a fucking book bag. And I was one of them. I couldn't wait to show you. Because, you know, I was poor. I was a musty kid. My fucking teacher bought me deodorant and shit.
Right.
I remember he said, Patricia, I had acne real bad. And he said, Patricia, he said, you got to do something about your acne. Because I had bumps in my face like motherfucking quarters. And I was like, well, what you want me to do, Coach Kenzie? He was like, Patricia, you got to go home. Take a hot rag, put a rag up on the water, let the water get real, real hot, and then put it on your face. And I said, Coach Kenzie, he was like, what? I said, what the fuck is hot water? We ain't got no goddamn hot water at the house.
Right.
And so he was like, well, how you going to get the acne out your face? I was like, I don't fucking know, nigga. I don't fucking know. We either had lights or we had gas, and we never really had gas.
Right.
So we always took cold showers. I didn't start taking hot baths till my baby daddy started fucking me. And by the time I didn't want to come out that shower.
Yeah, I bet.
I was like, this shit feel delicious. Finally, my whole ass get clean.
Dick in hot water. Who knew?
Like hot cornbread. Hot cornbread. Yeah. And so that's how I started going home and bought.
We had a child molester could give her the finer things in life.
Like basic utility.
Child molester do give you the finer things in life. Had you not seen a duck to the plain sight, he put in private school, nigga. What the fuck is you talking about? My molester didn't put me in no goddamn private school. Nigga, didn't he take me to school someday? He did drop me off, though. And he came by at lunchtime. And he would pick me up. Yeah. Fuck you, Dion. He did. He took me out. He used to ride me out and shit in a little car. And he would, because he was poor as fuck, too. He had a wife. And he would buy me food and shit. I'll never forget the first time I went shopping. He took me to Sunshine. It was a place called Sunshine. That's like the Dollar Tree. And he said, I'm going to take you, fuck y'all. He said, I'm going to take you shopping. I was like, oh, my boyfriend going to take me shopping. That's what I tell my sister. This nigga done took me up to Sunshine in Atlanta, Georgia. And he bought me some jellies. Them jelly shoes. Oh, nigga, yeah. They were 50 cent back then. And he bought me a pair of shorts and a shirt. I think he spent all of $3. And he told him give me three different bags so it looked like I had I had been really shopping.
It's easy to trick these 12-year-olds, let me tell you.
Nigga, I come out there with three bags. You couldn't tell me shit. Nigga, he had bought me two pair of jellies. That was $1. Man, them motherfuckers had my feet so dirty. You know, cause all the dirt go in the jelly. You take the motherfuckers out, the shoes still look like they on your fucking feet with dirt. Look like tattoo dirt on your feet. Them motherfuckers split in 2 days. Man, he bought me them jelly, them little bread shorts and a t-shirt. I like, bitch, your man don't take you shopping. My man take me shopping for $3.50 motherfucking cent. I think that's all he fucking spent, too. And he took me over to the motherfucking graveyard and had sex with me. All my pussy worth $3.50. And my cousin told me don't give up your pussy unless you give it up for cookies. My ugly cousin named Bootsy. And she like, don't you fuck a nigga unless don't give a nigga your cookies unless he pay you. And, you know, cookie costs 10 cents. So
right.
I figure I had one. This nigga just spent $3.50.
He bought a whole pack of cookies.
Several fucking cookies.
It was a month-long investment.
And with that, we're going to end this fucking podcast. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.